Hello, boys and girls, ladies and gems. Welcome to E-commerce and Dropshipping Podcast. It's your boy Adil, back again with another episode. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about building a strong brand in dropshipping. It's very important to build or establish a brand in dropshipping. It doesn't mean just because you're running a dropshipping store, then you can just, you know, not have the fundamentals of a brand, because you can build a successful dropshipping store and make it stand out or make it look like a real brand that competes with big brands. I've done it in the past. My students are doing it now. So you have to find ways to separate yourself from those other dropshippers that when you look at their websites, you can see that this is a really, really bad website and customers will find it hard to trust them or buy from them. So you have to find ways to, you know, build a strong brand. Obviously, building a dropshipping brand is crucial for long-term success in dropshipping. The nature of dropshipping it is very challenging to have full control over the product of obviously that you're selling. You know, there are several key aspects that you can focus on when you're creating a strong brand identity for your dropshipping store. There are some tips, and I have about 12 tips that I want to be talking about today that you can use and implement in your dropshipping store and make your dropshipping store successful. If you're doing 1k a day, if you're doing 10k a day, if you're doing 20k a day, it doesn't matter. If you follow what I'm about to tell you now, it will really, really help you establish a strong brand and have that presence of a real brand. Then that way, when you start making serious money, you can even create a real brand and have your own warehouses wherever you are in the world. And you can, you know, have warehouses all over the world if you want. But there are obviously systems that you have to build in place before you get to that level of success. So there are, as I said to you, about 12 tips that I want to be talking about today for building a strong brand identity for your dropshipping. I'm going to make it very simple, but very significant. Simplify what I'm about to be talking about so every person can understand. We have on the podcast newbies, people that have never, you know, had a dropshipping store business. There are people that the listeners that are currently running their own e-commerce dropshipping stores, but they're not where they want to be. Let's say they're making 1k, 2k a month or something like that, but they really want to scale it to the next levels. And there are others that are doing really, really well, but they want to get to the next level. So this podcast is for everybody, whether you're new, whether you're already running a business, or you're very successful in dropshipping. I've had messages from you before, from people who are doing really well. I've had messages for people that are just thinking about starting their own e-commerce Shopify dropshipping. All right, so the first tip that I want to be talking about today is choosing a niche or a niche. Depends how you say it wherever you are in the world. Instead of being a general store, which a lot of new dropshippers are doing, and by the way, if you're new, it's okay to go and experiment with your own Shopify dropshipping. But the thing is, you don't want to be losing money or burning a lot of cash. I don't really think of it as losing money, because you're learning if you're trying to run a business. Because remember, dropshipping business is the only business in the world that doesn't really, you know, you don't have to have a massive or a big upfront cost, because you can have a Shopify store now for like 3 months for only $1 a month. It depends obviously on the backend apps that you're using, but most of the times what I do or what I teach my students to do is just focus on certain apps that are free, but they are very effective in doing the work of paid apps. Okay, so this is key. So again, if you're new, it's okay to go and experiment with general stores, but I don't advise it. If you don't know what you're doing, maybe stick to general store because you want to be testing products. But again, just be careful. You don't want to be burning the cash or spending a lot of money testing different products, because that's how you end up failing, really. Because what you do is you have a general store and you're trying to think of yourself as if you are Amazon or Walmart or Target. You have all these kinds of products in your store and you're just kind of hoping or wishing that maybe someone will come from your paid ads or from trying to go viral on TikTok or other platform, so they can come to your website and then buy the products that you're trying to sell. So I always tell people to really avoid having a general store, because most of the general stores that I've looked at, they really don't look good. They're not that great, because you can tell that those people are new in the business, or those who are already successful in it, their websites really do stand out. So again, there is ways that you can do it, but I personally tell people to just stay away from general store. What I want people to focus on when they first start on their dropshipping stores is to focus on a specific niche or niche or a product category or one product store. Personally, this is what I've been doing for the past 3.5 years now. We've been focused, me and my team, we focus on one product stores because we've got a system in place, we've got systems and processes in place of how we make one product store successful, because there's ways to have higher average order values, AOVs, there's ways to do upsells, cross-sells, you know, there's so many ways that you can make a lot of money from one product store. Okay, so this is what I keep telling newbies or people who are thinking about starting, you should just focus on one product store, and that way you can build a brand around it. So basically this is how we do it. We create a one product store, but we make it into a brand, or a little brand kind of, but it's the branding aspects of our dropshipping stores that make it very successful. That's why we find very good success with our dropshipping stores, because we focus on one product that's doing well, we've tested it, and then we go hard on the designs and the theme and, you know, the back end of one product store. So this is key. So if you can, stay away from general stores. If you can't and you're testing, then you can, you know, stick to the general store. But again, just be careful with your cash, because you don't want to be spending a lot of money. But if you really, really want to find success, is focus on one product store. This is key. And the second tip I want to be talking about is selecting quality products. I see this time and time again when people just put a bunch of products on their stores and they hope that maybe the product will work, or they haven't tested it out. But it's important to partner with reliable suppliers who can offer you high quality products, you know, or consistently providing you with good products that will help you build trust with your customers and maintain a positive brand reputation. This is key. Customers want products. If you can sell a product that's a low ticket and has high perceived value, you can find a lot of success if you follow this strategy. Okay, building one product store and the product has high perceived value and it doesn't cost a lot, then you can really, really do well. So that's the second tip. The second tip is to focus on having quality products. Again, don't focus on, you know, just AliExpress. We have our own special agents. We have our own systems in place where we have our own fulfillment warehouses in China and in Singapore and in other parts of the world where we can, you know, ship products quickly to our clients. But if you can find agents who can find you really great product, send them over to you, test them out, then great, you want to do that. Don't just rely on AliExpress. And that's something that you should really be avoiding if you're doing a lot of, you know, sales, is to stay away from shipping products directly from AliExpress. You can't do that nowadays because nobody wants to wait for their products for 30 days or even 20 days. That's why it's important to have agents that can handle everything for you, ship the products faster so they can get to your customers and have that relationship, that great relationship with your customers. So this is the second tip, is to focus on quality products and obviously great suppliers or agents if you can. The third tip is creating a unique brand name and logos. Okay, there are ways how you can do it nowadays. You've got AI that you could use. You could use ChatGPT, for example, to come up with the name. Or you've got other AI tools. If you've listened to my previous episodes where I talked about the AI tools that I'm using currently for my dropshipping stores, there is a bunch of AI tools that you can use. You know, like, they are free and you can use them to come up with a brand name, or even, you know, helping you with your copywriting. There's so many different ways that you can use AI nowadays, especially ChatGPT. You can focus just on ChatGPT. That will really, really help you. So when it comes to having a unique brand name, you don't have to overcomplicate it, really. I'll give you, for example, a tip. When we focus on one product stores, what we do is we try to come up with a name, one word, for example. It could be just a random name, really, but it has a unique kind of name. You know, something that customers can remember. You know, very easy to remember. And that way you can play around with it. It doesn't relate to the product that you're selling. So this is a great way of looking at it. For example, you can come up with a name. You can call it whatever you want to call it. But it's not related to the product that you're selling. Let's say you're selling a posture corrector, okay? You don't have to call your brand the posture corrector or whatever, you know? It could have a different name. The reason why I'm saying this, so if the one product store that you're trying to test doesn't work out, you can always change it over to something different. Does that make sense? So you can always have a brand name that's, you know, it does stand out. It does, you know, have that branding kind of, you know, unique brand name and logo, but it's not really related to the product you're selling. So that way, if the product that you're trying to sell, the one product you're trying to sell on that, under that brand name and logo doesn't work out, you can always change the product and move on to the next instead of having a general store. This is one of the techniques. This is one of the ways that we do our dropshipping store. This is how we do it. If something doesn't work out, we can quickly change it over, test another product and move on to the next. Okay? So you have to have a brand name and logo that should be memorable, distinctive, you know, something that's reflective of your niche or the product that you're selling. But it doesn't have to, as I said, it doesn't have to be, you know, related to the product that you're selling, basically. Okay? So, you have to invest time in creating something that's appealing and relevant. Sometimes, you know, but most of the time, just have a brand name that's unique, that people can remember, and that's about it. And it's better not to have it related to the product you're selling. Okay, this is a really good tip. And the fourth thing that I want to be talking about, tip number four, is craft a compelling brand story. Have a brand story, you know. A lot of people don't even do that anymore. They think they can just come up with the product or whatever and that's it. But it's very important to have a story behind it. Behind your brand. Just talk about it. What's the idea behind it? You know, share your brand story, the mission, values of your, you know, the values of your brand with your audience. Share that stuff. You know, people connect emotionally with stories. to have a compelling narrative, you know, it always helps differentiate your brand from the competitors. As I said to you, people really like to connect emotionally with stories. So have a story, come up with a story, talk about something, you know, why did you start the brand, you know, make it sound like maybe it's a small family business, or maybe it's a young family are trying to run a business. You see this sometimes as well on TikTok, and this actually gets people to emotionally invest in that brand. I'll give you an example. Lately, I've been seeing a lot of TikTok videos talking about, you know, it could be a person talking about, I've quit my job and I decided to create my own brand, you know, clothing brand, t-shirts, hats, caps, or whatever. And then you can see the engagement from people. Those people that are engaging with that video, they end up buying from that person because they're emotionally, you know, connected to him now. Because, oh, they kind of feel sorry for the person. He quit the job. Obviously, you're not going to be feeling sorry for him because that's his fault. He quit his job. But people connect with stories like that. So they kind of invest emotionally into those stories. And they do really work. And I've had some conversations with people who did the exact same thing with that, and that's from e-commerce aspect and also from a service-based businesses as well. I've seen people that started their own marketing agencies and they follow the exact same tip of, you know, posting videos on TikTok talking about, yes, we run a digital marketing company and we're trying to acquire customers and we are based in this location and this and that. And you can see people that are engaging with the ad. Possibly there are even businesses that might want to use them. So create something that's appealing and relevant, okay? And get people to connect emotionally with your stories. So that's tip number four. Tip number five is consistent branding across all the platforms. What I mean by that is ensure that the branding elements, the logo, the colors, the fonts, and, you know, are all consistent across all your website, your social media, your packaging, and other touch points. This consistency builds a recognition and reinforces your brand's identity. So you could have your Instagram with the same fonts, the same coloring as your website, and that the same thing applies to TikTok, the same thing applies to Snapchat, the same thing applies to Pinterest, whatever you're trying to build following, Twitter, whatever it is. So you have to have a consistency across all these platforms. That kind of you build a recognition, as I said, and that kind of, again, it reinforces your brand, the identity, okay? So this is key. Make sure that everything is consistent from website, from add to cart, the coloring, because I've seen a lot of people make mistakes on their website that they have a logo, they have the fonts and the add to cart buttons in the product page, the home page and the product page are different, completely different than the checkout, add to cart, and the checkout and pay now. What I mean by that is make sure that the logo that you have on your website is over, it should be on your checkout page as well. Because a lot of people seem to forget to do that, especially the newbies, people that are new in dropshipping and stuff like that. I've seen it time and time again where a lot of these dropshipping stores, they kind of forget to put the logo on checkout page and change the coloring as well to match the product page and the add to cart on the product page. So make sure that everything is consistent and make sure that all the coloring and fonts are all the same. If you can't do that, get someone on Fiverr to do it for you, because that would definitely help establish that branding. And when I talked about the packaging, a lot of people, when they start, they think that, oh, having a package, you know, packaging must cost a lot of money. Trust me, it doesn't cost that much. You can have your own packaging for as low as probably as low as 50 cents. You know, and if you need help with that, just reach out to me. I've got my agent, I've got, you know, factories that you can work with. I can just connect you with them for free. I'm not charging you anything. This podcast is all about adding value and helping as many people as possible without, you know, charging anyone. Okay? So if you need help with your, if you're already an established brand and you need help, just reach out to me on Instagram or click on the links in one of the links below on this episode and get in touch with me, okay? That so we can help you or connect you with the suppliers and factories if you want to build your own packaging, because it doesn't cost that much at all. Okay, so that's a tip number five, which is consistent branding across all the platforms. Tip number six, focus on customer experience. We tend to focus on just getting that sale. Okay, we think, oh yeah, we're just gonna get that sale. We want to get as many sales as possible, but we seem to forget about taking care of those people. You know, those people are, they come to our website, they buy from us. We must follow up with them. We must let them know about their shipping, what's happening with their products, if there are any issues with your shipping times or anything like that. Just make sure that you always reach out to people. Just be honest, it's a business at the end of the day, and if they're not happy, you can always refund them the money instead of getting chargebacks. You don't want that, because you don't want Shopify to, you know, have above 1% in chargebacks, because they're just going to stop you from using Shopify payments, and that's a headache, because then again you have to find another, you know, payment method or whatever. So try to focus on your customers as well. Try to provide great customer experience for your customers. Any issues that your customers are facing in terms of not receiving their products in time, just reach out, have someone who can take care of that. If you're doing well, let's say you're doing 10k a day, or maybe even 10k a month, maybe you should start thinking about hiring a VA, okay, or someone who can do your customer service for you. But if you are really, really good, or if you're smart enough, you can just use ChatGPT and use the APIs and stuff like that to connect it to your Shopify store and use ChatGPT as an agent for the customer support. Obviously, this is kind of technical and it's kind of a high-level stuff, but it can be done as well, okay? So make sure that you focus on customer experience. Deliver exceptional customer service and seamless shopping experience. Shopify allows you to do that anyway. Shopify, they have a great platform where you can, you know, you don't need coding skills. You don't have to be a developer. Just a normal, basic, highly optimized tool. If you can build something that really does stand out, then great. Okay, that's going to help you a lot. Respond to your customers' inquiries and handle any issues with care and efficiency. That's the only way for you to grow your business, is by focusing on your customers. You have to understand something when it comes to, you know, any type of business. It's easier to sell to your current customers than acquiring new customers. Nowadays it's very kind of difficult to acquire new customers, but it's much easier to sell to your current customers. And that's how you increase the LTV, your lifetime value for the customer. If you have great product, great customer service, your customers love your brand, then you can sell them the same product or even different products time and time again. And then that customer comes from buying one product from you for, let's say, $30, and they keep coming back from you. That customer could be worth about $500 if you know how to do it properly, if you have systems in place. So it's way easier to sell to your current customers than acquiring a new customer. Remember this. So that's tip number six. Focus on customer experience. Tip number seven. Use content marketing. You know, people think that it's easy to go viral on social media. It's easier to go viral on TikTok or Instagram Reels and stuff like that. It's not that easy, because you have to have a product that stands out, or you have to have a product that solves a huge problem that people really want, and then you have to have great, user generated content, great videos, very high HD kind of high quality videos. I keep telling people to stay away from, ripping off other people's videos on TikTok and Instagram. You don't want to be doing that. But sometimes you can get away with it. Well, if you're trying to sell the same product and you think that your website looks much better and you can add more value, you can kind of, a lot of you do that, you rip off other people's videos to test them out, and then if they work, then you can create your own. Yeah, I kind of get you, people do that, but it's much better to actually just do it yourself, have your own high quality videos with watermarks on it, even though there are some of these guys, some dropshippers that are rip you off as well. They'll, even if you have watermarks in it, they'll still get rid of it. But what I'm saying is have high quality videos, okay? Create valuable content as well. Make sure that whatever you're creating, try to use the hooks, okay? So talk about the product, or the way you should be doing it is on your videos if you really want to sell your product is problem, solution, CTA. So problem, and remember you have about less than 5 minutes to get their attention. So you can use stop scrollers, as we call them. You can use something. You have to come up with your ideas. You have to be creative when it comes to advertising or creating content, okay? So focus on the hook that could be it could be anything really, but what you want to do is just have a good hook. Talk about the problem, agitate the problem. Solution, CTA, call to action. You have to be very, very quick, you have to understand how psychology works when it comes to selling products online and stuff like that. Read books. There are loads of books that you can read to understand how consumer behavior works, okay? People are more willing to buy a product to take action when it comes to losing something, because a lot of people don't want to lose something, a lot of people will not take action when there is something to gain. So they will take action if there is something to lose. If you talk about something, obviously if you don't want to have a heart attack, you don't want to lose your leg, your eyes, it could be any kind of problem. People are more willing to take action when it comes to a loss aversion. This is what we call loss aversion, losing something than gaining something. So remember this. If you can understand this formula, you can make a lot of money. So between loss aversion and gaining a benefit, okay? So people will take action from loss aversion, and they wouldn't take action from gaining something, even if it's a positive thing, but they still wouldn't take action. So use content marketing, use hooks, use stop scrollers, whatever it is, and create high quality videos. This could include blog posts, video tutorials, it could be informative guides, it could be anything really, but just focus on providing high quality materials or high quality content. So that's step number 7. Step number 8 obviously is leveraging social media. You have to be consistent. You have to be posting consistently. That could be, now you have the same format, from TikTok, Instagram Reels, and Facebook Stories, Instagram Stories. You can use this whole thing across all the platforms. YouTube, YouTube Shorts. There's so many ways that you can, post your content online. So you just have to leverage your social media, because there is power in that. You can use social media to drive traffic freely by going viral, even though, again, it's not that easy. But just having that presence in social media is key. So I have presence on TikTok, Snapchat, and Facebook, Twitter. A lot of people are sleeping on Snapchat. This is another topic that I want to be talking about on the next episode, which is Snapchat ads and how to successfully get customers or get clients on Snapchat for a very cheap cost. There is ways you can do that. So that's tip number 8, is leverage social media. And every single person nowadays uses social media, so why not leverage it to the highest, you know, level? Just post 2 or 3 times a day. You can, you know, try and connect with the customers. If people are you know, if there's comments on your content, try to engage with those customers, because that's important. So that's tip number 8, is you have to leverage social media. Tip number 9, incorporate personalization. So what I mean by this is, tailor your marketing messages and product recommendations based on the customer preferences and behaviors. So you have to personalize, or so that basically what it is, just the customer experience is important here, okay? So because it increases brand loyalty. So you have to, again, it's kind of similar to what we've talked about, is having that branding aspect of things. Just make sure that the coloring, the fonts, everything matches. Everything matches your social media, your website, your checkout page, every single thing. Your email marketing as well, that I forgot to talk about earlier. If you're using Klaviyo or you're using MailChimp, make sure that you are using all the fonts and the coloring, the logo, all are matching, okay? So again, we've talked about this, kind of similar. Tip number 10, offer value-added services. You have to be willing to go beyond just selling your product. That's where a lot of people think that, okay, I got my sale. Well, that's about it. Yeah, let's try and fulfill this order and that's about it. You'd be surprised that a lot of other dropshipping stores that are doing really, really well, they're actually reaching out to the customer or having follow-up emails sent by the CEO of the company saying, how was your experience? He kind of connecting with the customer after the initial purchase. Okay, so value-added service, go above and beyond just selling your product. You know, offer value-added service such as, you know, have warranties in your store, have, you know, exclusive access to deals. Maybe you could do that, have a VIP section, have loyalty programs, you know, just to get people to keep coming back. Again, it's easier to sell to your current customer than acquiring a new one. So offer value. It's all about adding value to, you know, your customer. So that's tip number 10. Tip number 11 is try to, you know, collaborate with influencers or influencer marketing. So if that's another way for you to actually make more money from social media by collaborating with influencers, you know, partner with influencers in your, you know, niche, you know, to showcase your products and reach a broader audience as well and establish that brand identity, okay? Influencers can help build credibility and trust with potential customers. Obviously, a lot of you new dropshippers, you won't be able to, you know, get in touch with those influencers that are, you know, big with a million to a million, because they'll be charging a lot of money. But try and start small. Maybe influencers with 20k, 15, 20k, 30k, up to 100k, because you'll be surprised. They'll be charging you way less than, you know, paying thousands for these big influencers. So that's very important, to collaborate with influencers. Obviously, if you're good at running ads, then that's even better, because what you could do is you could collaborate with influencers, send them the product, they can make UGCs, user-generated content for you, and then use that UGCs for your ads across all the platforms, from TikTok, Facebook, Snapchat, and Pinterest or YouTube, whatever you choose. That way you can, you know, get them to do the work for you, and then you just pay them once, or maybe you can establish that relationship with them and then use that content to run ads across all the other platforms. And this is very important to do. And that's tip number 11. Tip number 12, and it's the last one, is showcase your customer reviews, and it's something that a lot of you are not really doing it properly, is having the reviews on your store. You know, a lot of you get reviews, import reviews from AliExpress, but you can do better than that. You know, there is ways that you can make your store's, you know, your product reviews really, really do stand out. Don't just copy what everybody is doing. You know, try to study the big dropshipping brands that have been established, or dropshipping brands that are doing really well, and reverse engineer what they're doing. Okay, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. In terms that applies to the product that you're trying to sell, don't just, you know, obviously there is a way that you can do product research, but you can find a product that sells and you can, you know, do better and create a better website, for example, and stuff like that, then great, that would really, really help. If not, then obviously you have to do your product research, which takes a lot of time and energy, but you have to go through that anyway. You can't expect things to be easy because you have to go through it. You know, you have to be in the trenches to learn. You know, it took me a long time to understand what separates a winning product or building a highly optimized store than just having a, you know, this one of those shitty, you know, website, excuse language, but yeah, you don't want that. You know, you want to have a highly optimized website, really strong back-end systems in place, establish a brand, and you will be unstoppable. But again, you just have to be able to learn that. You will be able to learn it from YouTube and stuff like that, but it's going to take you ages to do that, obviously. But if you can get someone to help you build the stuff for you, then great. And that's tip number 12, is to have reviews in your store. And remember that building a strong brand takes time and effort, so you have to be very consistent and focus on customer satisfaction. That's key to building a strong brand. So I really hope that this episode helped and gave you some clarity, and I hope that you guys are going to implement what I've just talked about today in your store and build or establish a presence with your dropshipping store. Try to stay away from general store if you can, and try to focus on one product store. That's where the money is, and that's what I think you guys should do, is one product store. If you can do that, then great. If you can't, then try and learn how to do that. So yeah, so thank you once again for being here. Thank you so much for giving me your ears and being my podcast listeners. Again, I really do appreciate you know, following me on Instagram, and I appreciate all the messages that I get on Instagram. By the way, if you want to give me a follow on Instagram and reach out to me, if you have any questions and I can help you or add some value to you, then great. Reach out to me on Instagram. My Instagram handle will be on the link under this episode. So if you click on it, it's going to take you to my Instagram. Send me a DM. But if you do want help building your own Shopify store, and you want me personally to help you and mentor you and to help you build a branded Shopify dropshipping store, you can as well book a free strategy call with me personally. If you click on the link under this episode or any episode, you can book a call with me personally, and I will help you build a brand that could be making 5k in 90 days. Okay, so if you need help with that and you want to start your own e-commerce dropshipping store, reach out to me on Instagram, or you can book a free strategy call with me and see if you qualify to work with me personally to help you build a dropshipping store that makes 5k a month in 90 days or less. This is going to be a coaching program in there, so just get in touch with me to see if you qualify. And if you are the right fit, click on the link below and book a strategy call with me, and we'll take care of the rest. So with that said, make sure you guys subscribe to the podcast. Make sure you share with your friends, your family, or anyone who wants to start their own e-commerce dropshipping business. Share it with them. I hope this brings some value to you guys. And yeah, thank you so much for once again being my podcast subscribers, and I will see you soon. Take care. Bye bye for now.